Good morning and welcome again to Shepherding the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on this 16th Sunday after Pentecost, and in loving memory of all the firefighters, law enforcement, first responders, and loved ones who have died during the terrorist attacks against our nation on September 11, 2001, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, God of Our Fathers, Whose Almighty Hand. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The gospel lesson appointed for the 16th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Mark chapter 9, verses 14 through 29 as follows. And when they came to the disciples, they saw a great crowd around them, and scribes arguing with them. And immediately all the crowd, when they saw him, were greatly amazed, and ran up to him and greeted him. And Jesus asked them, What are you arguing about with them? And someone from the crowd answered him, Teacher, I brought my son to you, for he has a spirit that makes him mute. And whenever it seizes him, it throws him down, and he foams and grinds his teeth and becomes rigid. So I asked your disciples to cast it out, and they were not able. And Jesus answered them, O faithless generation, How long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you? Bring him to me. And they brought the boy to him. And when the spirit saw him, immediately it convulsed the boy, and he fell on the ground and rolled about, foaming at the mouth. And Jesus asked his father, How long has this been happening to him? And he said, From childhood. And it has often cast him into fire and into water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said to him, If you can, all things are possible for one who believes. Immediately the father of the child cried out and said, I believe, help my unbelief. And when Jesus saw that a crowd came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, You mute and deaf spirit. I command you, come out of him and never enter him again. And after crying out and convulsing him terribly, it came out, and the boy was like a corpse, so that most of them said, He is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he had entered the house, his disciples asked him privately, "Why could we not cast it out?" And Jesus said to them, "This kind cannot be driven out by anything but prayer." This is the gospel of the Lord. We now sing the hymn of the day, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again, not only to believe in Jesus as our Savior, but also as our Lord, the one who can and will help us in our time of need, with our problems, troubles, trials, and tribulations in life, not to fear or doubt, but to always believe through prayer that all things are possible for one who believes. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson, St. Mark chapter 9, with special attention to verses 23 and 24 as follows. And Jesus said to him, "If you can, all things are possible for one who believes." Immediately the father of the child cried out and said, "I believe, help my unbelief." This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, "I believe, help my unbelief." Does any of this sound familiar to you this morning? I am certain it does. "I believe, help my unbelief." It is very similar to the story we talked about last Sunday of a man who was deaf and had a speech impediment, as they begged Jesus to lay his hands on him. Because that is precisely what happened to this father, who had a son who was also very sick and possessed by a spirit that made him mute and unable to speak. As a matter of fact, a great crowd came and saw Jesus' disciples arguing with the scribes. But as soon as the crowd saw Jesus coming toward them, they were greatly amazed and ran up to him to greet him. So Jesus asked them, "What are you arguing about with them?" And someone in the crowd answered Jesus, saying, "Teacher, I brought my son to you, for he has a spirit that makes him mute. And whenever it seizes him, it throws him down, and he foams and grinds his teeth and becomes rigid. So I asked your disciples for help to cast it out, and they were not able to do it." And how does Jesus respond to them? Jesus answered them, saying, "O faithless generation, how long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you?" In other words, how long am I going to put up with you because of your lack of faith and trust in me? In other words, Jesus is literally disappointed and quite frankly irritated and annoyed at their lack of faith and trust in him, including his own disciples. So Jesus tells them immediately, "Bring him to me." So they brought his son to Jesus. And as soon as the spirit saw Jesus, immediately it convulsed the boy, and he fell to the ground and rolled about, foaming at the mouth. And then Jesus asked the father, "How long has this been happening to him?" And the father said, "From childhood. And it has often cast him into fire and into water to destroy him. But Lord, if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." So Jesus responded immediately to him, saying, "If you can, all things are possible for one who believes." And immediately the father cried out to Jesus, saying, "I believe. Help my unbelief." "Yes, Lord, I want to believe in you, but I just don't know if I can do it." He truly and sincerely wanted to believe that Jesus had the power to heal his son. And yet he was not certain about it when he said, "If, yes, if you can do anything to heal him." As a matter of fact, this is the only time during Jesus' 3-year public ministry that anyone had ever expressed any doubt of Jesus' ability to heal. It was then that Jesus finally rebuked the unclean spirit, saying, "You mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." And after crying out and convulsing him terribly, the spirit came out of him, and the father's son looked like a corpse, so that most of them said, "He is dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up. And he arose and was healed. Yes, anything and everything is possible to those who believe, have complete faith and trust in Jesus. But unfortunately today, there are far too many who say that they believe, and yet at the same time do not have enough faith and trust in Jesus to help them. So they act in the same way the father did, and end up saying, "I believe, help my unbelief." Or like most of them, "He is dead." Now what about us? Yes, what about you and me again? Do we believe? Do we have faith and trust in Jesus? Or do we also give Jesus only lip service, "If you can"? This is especially true when things are going wrong for us and we get the feeling that the whole world is suddenly crashing down on us. When we have our own doubts and fears, and do not have enough faith and trust in Jesus to help us in our time of need either. Yes, it is always much easier to believe in Jesus as our Savior when it comes to our eternal salvation. But it is always more difficult to believe in Jesus as our Lord, the one who can and will help us in our time of need. As a matter of fact, after Jesus entered the house, the disciples asked him privately, "Why could we not cast it out?" And Jesus told them, this kind cannot be driven out by anything but prayer. The powerful words of St. Paul in his letter to the Philippians, chapter 4, verse 6. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Because if you believe, you will always have and receive God's peace. St. Paul writes, and the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. The same is also true of us today. Why could we not get rid of our problems, troubles, trials, and tribulations in life? The answer, because ours cannot be driven out by anything either, except by prayer. Yes, have no anxiety about anything, but in everything, take it to the Lord in prayer. And if we have failed in the past to have more faith and trust in Jesus because of our unbelief, God forgives us again as we repent and place our faith and trust in Him. The words of St. John in his first letter, chapter 1, verse 9, if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through His Holy Spirit, not only to believe in Jesus as our Savior, but also as our Lord, the one who can and will help us in our time of need. Whether it is a serious illness in our family, a financial crisis, a separation or divorce, concerns about our children or grandchildren, whatever it is, we should not fear or doubt, but to always believe through prayer that for God nothing is ever impossible. Again, the words of Jesus Himself, if you can, all things are possible for one who believes. Yes, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. The words we sang in the hymn of the day, what a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always, not only to believe in Jesus as our Savior, but also as our Lord, the one who can and will help us in our time of need, not to fear or doubt, but to always believe through prayer that all things are possible for one who believes. Amen. As we remembered yesterday the 20th anniversary of 9/11, with the terrorist attacks at the Twin Towers in New York City, the Pentagon in Arlington, Virginia, and the heroic sacrifice of the crew and all passengers on United Airlines Flight 93 in a field in Shackleton, Pennsylvania, we sing the patriotic hymn, My Country, This of Thee. Amen. in remembrance of the 20th anniversary of 9/11, may we honor the lives that were lost during the attacks against our nation. May we give thanks for those who served and saved, rendered aid and assistance at the Twin Towers in New York City and the Pentagon in Arlington, Virginia, the firefighters, law enforcement, and first responders. May we also give thanks to the crew and all the passengers of United Airlines Flight 93 as they willingly sacrificed themselves for our nation. May we give comfort to those who continue to live with the loss of their loved ones. May we seek justice and peace, build what has been torn down, and mend what has been broken with God's love, mercy, kindness, compassion, and forgiveness through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we remember when the towers fell and the lives were lost. We remember the dust and the smoke, the despair and the grief. We remember the attack on the Pentagon and the sacrifice of the crew and passengers on Flight 93. We remember that sense of fear and shock. We remember the great anxiety that overwhelmed us as we watched our screens on television for hours and hours, waiting for an explanation and understanding that never came. Gracious and merciful Father, we also remember the heroes, those who rushed to help, who guided the wounded down countless flights of stairs, who rose to overwhelm those who held death in their hands. We remember afterwards the hours and the days of those who were injured and wounded, giving comfort to them as they shed tears of sadness and grief. We remember words of support and compassion from all nations. Almighty and everlasting God, we also remember because we see the ripples of that tragic day continue to impact our world 20 years later. We grieved with all nations yesterday as they grieved with us 20 years ago. And together we wonder if there will ever be an end to violence, to war, to hatred, to terrorism, to death. Therefore, eternal God, ruler of all nations, we call on you today in our remembrance to bless and protect us and our nation, the land of the free and the home of the brave. And as we say with pride, in God we trust and sing God Bless America, give us a will to truly pray that your kingdom may come to us on earth as it is in heaven. Through Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On this 16th Sunday after Pentecost, we bow our heads and take a moment of silence in loving memory of those who have died during the attacks against our nation on September 11, 2001, with the singing of the closing song, America the Beautiful. Amen.